Morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the earnings call for the first quarter of 2022 for Grupo Mateus. With us, we have Mr. Ilson Mateus, the CEO, and Mr. José Morgado, the CFO. We would like to inform you that during the company's presentation, all participants will be listening only. Then we'll begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. If you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. We would like to let you know also that this earnings call will be conducted in Portuguese by the company's management with simultaneous translation into English. This event is also being broadcasted online simultaneously through webcast. And before we proceed, we'd like to let you know that any forward statements that are based during on the this earnings call related to the company's business forecasts and operational and financial targets are considered to be assumptions and premises of the management at Grupo Mateus, and also based on information that's currently available to the company. Future statements or considerations are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore rely on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that conditions related to the macroeconomic scenario, industry conditions, and other factors could also futurely affect the company's results and earnings, resulting in results that are materially different. I would like to now turn the conference over to the CEO. He'll begin the presentation. Please, Mr. Ilson Mateus, you may proceed. Good morning, everyone that's participating in our earnings call today. Here we have some of the main highlights we want to show you. I want to show you our net revenue growth, over 36% of our net income, and over 19%, almost reaching 200 million just in the first quarter, and 16 new stores. Now, on slide five, I want to show you a bit of our growth. Generally speaking, in the first quarter, we grew over 36% and in same-store sales, which is a really relevant number, where we grow 12.7%. As you can see here on slide five, all of our models and store formats have been growing their gross revenue above 30%. And in same-store sales, in all of our different store formats, are growing above 9%. So we're in the fourth position in our ranking also, which is extremely important for us. And we're going to show you our award from our we would like to thank our Brazilian Association, Abras. And this is something that makes us really proud to be participating in this awarding session. And we're considered to be one of the biggest food retailers and the best CEO as well. And on slide eight, we have some important relevant numbers as well. The number of shops, we grew 29%. We went from 170 to 218. And here you can see the number of stores open in the first quarter, where we're growing 45%, and in sales areas, we are growing 29%. So here we're going to show you that if we continue with our strategy for greater density in these states, but now we're advancing into new states as well. As you can see in this density, we open up stores in different regions where we were already having very strong density. And now we get into new states with our same business strategy. And now we're entering three new states, completing what we had planned for this first quarter. Then here on slide nine, I want to show you that we continue to have a very accelerated pace with store launches and inaugurations with 49 new stores in 12 months, all of our different brands, cash and carry, electronics, retail. This proves that our pace is very good. I want to pass the word on to our financial director, Mr. Morgado. Thank you very much, Matheus. Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for participating in our earnings call for the first quarter of 2022. We're going to continue with our analysis of the numbers in the period, and we're going to talk about slide 11, where we discuss the main financial performance points. We're starting off with the gross profits, which reached 1 billion in the first quarter of 2022, with a growth of 27.5% compared to the same period last year. The gross margins were 22.3%, pressured by 1.5 percentage points compared to the first quarter of 2021. Performance was impacted by some factors. The first factor was the higher inflation in the period, considering that the group chose to keep its strategy for pricing and preserve its sales volume. Secondly, the big number of store launches, 16 in the first quarter of 2022 and 49 in the past 12 months, including the arrival in Pernambuco and in Bahia, also affected the gross margin. And we also noticed an increase in external sales, as well as an increase in the share of wholesale in the hybrid stores. Then moving on to the EBITDA, we had a growth of 25.2%, moving on to 262 million reais during the first quarter of 2022. The EBITDA margin was 5.7%, 1 percentage point lower than the margin in the first quarter of 2021. As a result that we've been explaining so far, the net margin reached 199 million reais in the quarter with a net margin of 4.4%. We also bring in this slide, our cash cycle that ended the quarter in 98 days, which means that we have an improvement compared to the 110 days observed in the end of the fourth quarter of 2021. The main shift occurred in the inventory line, where we had a reduction of 8 days compared to the fourth quarter of 2021 due to the work we implemented in the group to optimize working capital. Moving on to slide 12, we have a detail of the CapEx. The investments in the quarter reached 324 million reais, a reduction of 11.9% compared to the first quarter of 2021. The main factor for the reduction was the reduction of the front payments or advance payments to suppliers, because some of the investments in the quarter had already been taking place last year. As we advance into slide 13, we can have an overview of the company's cash position. We ended the first quarter of 2022 with a gross debt of 420 million reais, 25 million reais, compared to a net debt of 162 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2021. This is due to the continuity of the expansion plan that the group has. During the quarter, the company also raised 52 million reais, with 50 million related to Finame operations. With this, the ratio between the net debt to EBITDA was 0.4 times at the end of the first quarter of 2022, keeping a very comfortable cash position compared to the debt profile. The leasing operations represented 11% in total, Finami represented 12%, and bank loans represent 77%. When we consider amortization, 87% of the payments are long-term, with a schedule as presented in the graph to the right side. With this slide, we end the explanation on the financial performance in the quarter. And I want to pass on the word back to Mr. Matheus. Thank you, Margado. And now we're going to show you on slide 17 a bit of our expansion into these new states of the Northeast. And here you can see a bit of what we would like to do in all of these states where we plan to enter. We have 3 new stores in 2 different states, Petrolina, Juazeiro, and Teixeira de Freitas, where I'm going to show you how we were very well welcomed by consumers. They really understood our business proposition and our service proposition and our unique service level in a cash and carry store, which is really a reason for a lot of pride. Consumers are going to our stores. They've been able to buy a complete basket of products. They can buy everything they need in one single spot. And this makes a huge difference. And it really proves that we're on the right path with the right model. Now I want to show you on slide 18. Here, we're very honored to show you that our infantry team in Bahia and Pernambuco have been operating a lot, and they've been growing. We've been advancing as expected. This is in line with our plan. And here we're going to show you our new stores, our new cities, two stores in Maceió where we're going to really make a difference, some strategic points, Guarabira, Aracaju, and Sergipe. And that's it. That's our plan being implemented. So with this, I'm going to end our presentation, and now we'll go into the Q&A session. So now we're going to begin our Q&A session. If you do have any questions, please select star one on your phone. If at any time your question is answered, you may select star two to remove yourself from the queue. Questions will be answered as they are received. We would like to request that you please remove your phone from the hook so that we can have better quality in the sound. Please wait while we collect the necessary questions. Now we have a question from Daniela Eiger from XP Investimentos. Good morning. Thank you for answering my question. I have a few points, actually. The first one is about the profitability dynamics. How can we look at this equation between the gross margins, considering that we still have a very challenging scenario and an EBITDA as well, where you probably have an operational leverage coming from these new stores, as well as the new DCs? And if you could also collect the level and share a bit of the levels of profitability when it comes to the stock and inventory levels, and even the cycle with the cash days. And this was one of the first impacts in this quarter. Should we imagine that it's going to continue dropping in the next quarters, despite the fact that the expansion plan continues to be very strong? And the second question is if you can give a little more information on the new regional. We know it's still quite early to have a more in-depth vision on the regional performance in this unit, but have you noticed any difference when it comes to the competitive dynamics and the pricing strategies, or even the sales performance, or a difference in the mix? Whatever you can share with us, although it is quite early, it would be great on our side. Well, good morning, Daniela, and about your first question on profitability and the gross margins, we really are in line with what we imagined. We've been entering some new regionals, and this gross margin was really pressured by some points. First of all, because of the opening of new stores. And we know that these stores can maybe take up to 6 months until they can be completely structured. And we actually opened up more stores and cash and carry formats. And this was also forced by our external sales growth. We want to highlight the gross margins from our external sales, but it really helps with cost dilution. And so we believe that this is not a point of concern. It's within our original planning. About the inventory in the first quarter, we've been having a reduction, although we did open up many new stores in the cash and carry format, which require a higher level of inventory. We have been able to reduce gradually this inventory level, and we hope throughout the year, we can really be prepared for this. So, when it comes to the stores from the new regional, there is a difference, and your observation is very relevant in regards to the product mix. So, we had to perform an in-depth study about the regional product mix we would have in this new region. We've done this very well, and our commercial teams have been doing a lot of research on the ideal product mix with a lot of research on the field. And we really believe that this is going well and in line with what we expected. And we're really at a very positive pace. We believe that results will come over time. Great. So just a follow-up point here about margins. We understand that the gross margins should be kept at these levels, considering that you will probably continue to open up stores in the short term. And then in regards to the EBITDA, just so we can understand how we should look at the operational leverage. Well, this is going to depend on the inflation a lot. We've had a lot of pressure on this point, but we believe that this inflation will soon drop a bit. But also with the opening of new stores in our wholesale operation, there's a trend that it'll start reaching maturity, and then it would start performing more when stores start growing. But we believe that this will be kept close to these levels. Okay, thank you very much. That's great. All right, Daniela. The next question comes from Marcela Hecchia. She's from Credit Suisse. Hello, good morning, everyone. Thank you for answering my question. I have two. The first one is a follow-up about Daniela's initial question from the perspective of ramping up the sales in the new stores. From the first stores of these new regionals that were opened, how have you been looking at the pace of the ramp up in the sales? Is this being positively surprisingly, or is it in line with what you had already noticed in other stores in the first regional? And the second question is more related to expense management. We noticed you have been able to really reach a positive effect in the SG&A dynamic, which kind of helped to offset the gross margin pressure. I want to understand a bit of the drivers and what's led to this greater efficiency or operational leverage and even expense control. Thank you very much. Well, all right, Marcela, about the sales, we've seen this as something very positive. We started off with some stores that are already above what we imagined. And we believe that in the next 12 months, these stores will ramp up a lot and increase or improve sales a lot more. And with this, we believe that it's going to be in line with what we expected. A few other cities in the regions where we already operated that maybe didn't perform as expected, but they are within that initial year for ramping up. And we believe that this process with the sales ramp up, even in more difficult regions, will come over time with store maturity. And this efficiency in the expenses we've been working on strongly with cost reductions, especially with the stores, and this is something that's really going to help. Besides this, we've also been conquering some results when it comes to results and contracts as well with machineries for the stores as well. So that's great, Mr. Yilson. Thank you so much. The next question comes from Eriki Wangi from Santander. Hi there. Good morning. Thank you for taking our questions. On our side, I think one question related to the working capital. Could you talk about the improvement of the cash cycle? And I think you've had important advances. So we wanted to understand, besides the inventory levels with excellent performance this quarter, what are the other achievements we can expect as other levers you should also be focusing on still in the short term? And then a second question that's more connected to the capital structure. You have a year with significant amounts of store openings in 2022 up ahead. So how are you planning to equate these needs for investments and cash needs for the CapEx this year, amidst this need for working capital as well. So what should we expect when it comes to your capital structure for this year? Thank you very much. Well, Eric, that's a great question you have about the cash cycle. We're going to continue to tighten up with our inventory. This is one of our targets, and we're quite optimistic about this. We've already seen the needle move, and we're going to continue. But we have another pillar with the suppliers. So our deadline is going to increase a bit of this, and we've been working on this. We now have been renegotiating with some suppliers so that we can stretch this out by about 15 or 20 days in this part with greater suppliers. And we've been working on this and should start noticing this appear as well with our cash flow in just a bit. That's great. Thank you very much. And what about the capital structure? When you think about the CapEx needs for this year, should we expect some more debts raised, or how have you been imagining this issue? Could you work on this follow-up question? Well, we're quite comfortable with this because we have the necessary cash for most of this expansion. At the end of 2022, we're relatively comfortable with the cash position we've got, and we're balancing this out. So part will be working on our own construction, and another part will be with BTS agreements, Beauty Suite, and we may be having some additional debts, but it'll be very little because we're going to be preparing more for next year. But for this year specifically, we're quite comfortable already, and we have our own cash generation, which is going to be even stronger now, and this will help us a lot more as well. That's great. Thank you. Super clear. The next question is from Maria Clara Infantozzi from Itaú. Hi there, Mr. Yosung. Good morning. Thank you for taking our question on our side here at Itaú. We would like to know how you've been seeing your sales perspectives for the second quarter. Can we expect a strong pace of sales as we had seen in this last quarter, when it comes to same-store sales as well? Thank you very much. Well, Maria, we have been very optimistic. We expect to have even better results in the first quarter because we've already seen this in April, and now in the beginning of May, this is going to be very strong as well. So we're actually bringing in same-store sales growth that are way above what we expected. So this is super positive, no doubt. Okay, thank you. All right, Maria, thank you. Our next question comes from Guilherme Domingues from Eleven Financial. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for answering your question here. Our main issue is about the electronic sector. We saw positive same-store sales in electro stores, and we've actually seen a contrary movement compared to the rest of industry that had a drop. So could you give us your perspective of what contributes to the growth in the segment? What are the main drivers? And if you believe there was a bit of a incentive from the Auxílio Brasil social program from the government for how have you seen this in the rest of the year as well? Thank you very much. Guilherme, normally electronics and home appliances in the first 2 months are a little weaker because you have a lot of older inventory, special sales to get rid of this older inventory. But we have important results with the social program from the government, and we've been also working a lot with our furniture sales as well. And we have an important structure with the assembly and delivery with efficiency and a speed. Thank you very much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that if you have any questions, please do select star one. Please wait while we collect questions. Ladies and gentlemen, please wait while we collect the questions. Now we would like to pass on the word to Mr. Ilson for his final remarks. Mr. Ilson, please, you may proceed. Well, to end our presentation, I want to thank you all for participating in our call, and I do hope to see you all soon in our next quarter. Thank you for your participation. Have an excellent day. The earnings call for Grupo Mateus is officially ended. We would like to thank you all for your participation and have a wonderful day.